On Tuesday, Senate Democratic leaders moved to force a vote on the bill later this week. But Senate Republicans are threatening a filibuster, which could continue debate rather than bringing the Employee Free Choice Act to a vote. One of the organizers of Tuesday's rally in Tampa was Cheryl Schroeder, executive director of the West Central Florida Federation of Labor.
We're having a rally in support of some federal legislation that was to be debated in the Senate this week. It's already passed the House. It's called the Employee Free Choice Act. And this act basically goes one step beyond the National Labor Relations Act by providing penalties for employers who violate the act, and also a mechanism called a card check recognition for union recognition.
Roy Weatherford is the political action director of the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of South Florida. The Employee Free Choice Act has already passed the House, and if it passes the Senate, Weatherford says that President Bush promises to veto it.
Well, we have a pretty good chance of getting it through Congress this time, and President Bush, of course, is going to veto it the way he does anything that would help working people. He wants to protect the right of the people who own things to jack up prices, jack down wages, and maximize profits at the expense of everybody else in the country. It's about time in this country. I believe we're getting close to a reawakening of the understanding that we're all in this together. And when the system systematically abuses half the population, we've got to change the system.
The organizers of the rally said they chose to protest outside of a Verizon Wireless office building because of that company's hostility toward employees wishing to unionize. Doug Sellers is the business manager of IBW Local 824, which represents Verizon employees in Florida. He explains that the policy of Verizon Wireless contrasts with that of Verizon, which has a more favorable attitude towards its employees attempting to unionize.
The biggest factor is the Verizon Wireless employees have no voice in the workplace. They're intimidated. They're treated less than they should be. And again, they don't have a union contract to fall back on or any protection on a job site.
Do you think that if this bill passes that these employees would join the union?
Yeah, we already know thousands of them already want to do that, and I'm sure once this bill passes that we will certainly have some movement there.
But Chuck Hamby, a local spokesperson with Verizon Wireless, doesn't see it that way.
We respect our employees' rights to choose, and they've consistently chosen not to be represented by a union because they don't believe there's value in having a middleman between them and management. Management treats us, the rank and file, I consider myself that, very well. We have fantastic benefits. We have a voice in this company. We have value appreciation rights.
Some business groups oppose the Employee Free Choice Act. The Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce does not have an official position on the act, but they said that both the U.S. and the Florida Chambers of Commerce are urging senators to vote against it. Chris Smith is the public policy vice president of the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce.
From what we understand of the legislation, there are some definite concerns about the secret ballot process for union membership and deciding being taken away from workers in certain parts or all over the United States who deal with this process. We don't have a lot of involvement with the unions per se here in Tampa or in Florida, so it's not an issue we've wedged into very far, but there are definite concerns among the business community across the country of that part of the issue, that part of the bill.
To find out more about the Employee Free Choice Act, visit the website employeefreechoice.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.